State lawmakers have drafted a bill regulating how companies could use hydraulic fracturing to extract natural gas in North Carolina. Capitol reporter Jorge Valencia has more.
The draft of the Energy Modernization Act has sections about the chemicals fracking companies use, about water contamination, about taxes, even classes colleges should teach about gas drilling. Representative Mike Hager, who co-chairs the Energy Policy Commission, says there's one main reason.
Putting people back to work is probably one of the most important things we can do to heal this economy. So if a father, you know, can't hardly make his mortgage payment or can't make his power bill, if he can get a job in an export facility or if he can get a job in a natural gas facility making good money, that's the best thing we can do for those folks.
But for environmental observers, there are multiple reservations. For instance, they say everyone should know what chemicals drilling companies pump into the ground. Under the bill, the Department of Environment and Natural Resources knows, but can release it to hospitals only in case of emergency. And the bill bars local governments from writing their own ordinances about fracking or the waste it generates. This can be a problem for towns or counties, says Mary McLean Aspel, an attorney with the Southern Environmental Law Center.
Well, I think every community has different needs, and in North Carolina, there's so many people in the towns where fracking can occur. You know, we're not the open plains of North Dakota, that I think there are just a lot of considerations that communities would want to take into account when getting ready for fracking to come, and this really hamstrings them.
The bill draft passed without opposition on Thursday. It will be introduced when the General Assembly meets this month. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.